So the last morning of a women's order weekend, Sunday morning, and seems to be going very well. So I'm still on the interview trail, still catching people to find out how they're enjoying themselves. So I'm here with a couple of people, both of whom have been ordained in the last 12 months.
Yay.
So their first big national order weekend like this. Mm. So do you want to say hello and just say how you've been enjoying yourself? Say who you are.
Hello, I'm Jenna Matty from the Cambridge Sangha, and it's been fantastic not only to be amongst such a lot of beautiful, wonderful women of a whole range of experience, from like very, 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 very experienced to very, 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 very new, but to be here at Adistana is unbelievable. I wouldn't have thought that people could knock the place into shape in such a short space of time.
Mm, well, I'll come back to that if I may, but meanwhile...
Yes, hello, I'm Padma Bodhini, and this has been my first Women's Order event, and yeah, it's been lovely, it's been very inspiring. I've really enjoyed the theme. We've talked a lot about Adistana, and it's been a really sort of lovely connection with the sense that Bhante's here, and you know, Adistana coming through him and preceptors and down to us, and I love the shrine room and all the Buddhas. You know, I just sit there enthralled looking at all these beautiful Buddhas that have come from around the world.
Right. So, Jenna Matty, I'll come back to you now, if I may, because you came here earlier to help us. Thanks, Padma Bodhini.
Okay.
So, Jenna Matty, you came earlier to help us with the lead-up to the dedication weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not like your first visit, but see any differences?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It feels... like a home, actually. I was really touched by that. It feels like a home for the order. And the first time, it was amazing, because there, before the opening event, there was a special event from folks from the village, which was really, really lovely. And right up until half an hour before, we were still pulling up tarpaulin from the carpet, doing the windowsills, and it really transformed in half an hour from a building site to somewhere that looked semi-respectable. Mm. But this time, it feels like a home. It's amazing. Mm. I can't believe it. It's
fantastic.
Everything's just there where you need it.
Yeah, great. And you came and helped us set up for this weekend, which we were very grateful for. Yeah. So what was that like? Is it coming in and you're here and you're doing bits and pieces of work, and then suddenly 140 women order members have arrived? How did that feel?
Oh, well, for me it was just lovely to come a wee bit early, because I think I would have been overwhelmed to arrive with 140 other folk. Mm. The team are so welcoming. Mm. You come in, you help, and there you are sitting at the table with folk, like, you know, Damanati and Danis Mudra, yourself, you know, and I love that. I felt straight away completely welcome, like I left here, even the same day.
So we might see you again?
I'd love to come again.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure we'll be looking for you. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So I'm in the kitchen there with Savannah Manny, who's been one of our two cooks for this weekend. So quite a big task, Savannah Manny, you know, 140 women turning up and needing fed. So what's it been like for you, being in the kitchen during this order weekend?
Well, been keeping busy. I see it as a big ship, really. So everyone's pulling ropes and steering and mopping the decks, and we're all pulling together. So the goal is beyond the work, sort of thing.
Yeah, and people have been very appreciative about the food. Has that been coming back to you? Have you been hearing that?
Yes, I've heard that. Although Vimla Bandhu's the chef this weekend, he's... I'm his assistant this weekend.
You're the sous chef for the weekend. Yeah. And you've had people in helping with the chopping and things like that. Has that worked okay?
Yeah. People enjoy chopping veg, I think. Just get a bit concerned. The very sharp knives are just, you know, it's a good practice for mindfulness.
Keep them sharp. Okay, and it's been all right, obviously, that you're part of the resident community here, so... You've seen quite a few events happening here and there through this last 6 months or so, coming towards the end of the year. And this has been one of the biggest events, hasn't it?
Yeah, apart from the open day.
Mm.
Well, it's such a glorious place, you know. There's sunsets and there's sunrises seem like unbelievable.
Mm.
Everyone's really amazed. amazed by the gentle flowing countryside around here. It's wonderful. And that Adistana is special. It's new. It's inspiring.
Well, thanks very much. I just thought it'd be quite nice to hear one of the workers, as it were. You know, somebody that's been slaving away, helping us to keep the order weekend going smoothly. I mean, from our point of view, it's fantastic not to have to be worrying about cooking and, you know, kind of getting food together with such large numbers. So I'd just like to thank you, actually, on behalf of everybody.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks
very much.
Thank you. I'm in the courtyard. I'm in the courtyard again now, and I'm with Ratna Shuri, who I think is our oldest Dharmacharini in terms of biological years. She's 90 this year. 90.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the first time, Ratna Shuri, you've been able to come down to Adistana.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. How yeah. So?
I think it's a lovely place. It's great for the movement. It's really wonderful for the movement to have a place like this.
Great. And, you know, as somebody who's a bit more elderly than some of us, although still pretty sprightly, but I know your sight isn't so great anymore, right?
No,
sure,
it's getting worse.
Yeah. So as a site, as a venue, has Adistana worked okay for you?
Yes, it has, actually, because it's fairly clear where you go, and I have had help, of course.
Yeah, I've seen you. And you saw Banti the other day?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
That was really nice to see him, because I thought, I want to see him now. I'm old, I'm 90, I might die, and, you know, it'd be good to see him before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had a good little chat?
Yes, a good little talk. He asked me what I'd been listening to, and I told him that I'd been listening to a book about Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, I didn't finish it, because the Civil War was so dreadful, and there was so much killing, I couldn't stand any longer. But I did enjoy otherwise his biography generally, but I sent it back without quite finishing it before he was shot, of course. Yeah.
And Banti, was he in good form when
he seemed in very good form. He asked me how Tarulaka was doing, and he did. He seemed very there. He was very much there, I felt.
Great. Well, Ratna Shuri, I'm really glad you were able to come down for the order weekend.
I am too.
Yeah, and I hope it won't be the only time you'll come and visit us.
No, I hope not. Yes, when it's nice and warm and sunny, it'd be lovely to come.
Come in a summer.
In the summer,
event.
Yes.
Yeah. Good, well, it's lovely to see you here.
Good.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ratna
Shuri. Thank you, Paramount.
Well, the weekend's over. Everybody's gone. It's been quite something. Getting everybody off the premises, so to speak, saying cheerio to everybody. We've had a great morning this morning, for our last morning. Quite often on these events, it seems to peter away at the end, but this morning didn't feel like that at all. We had quite a substantial morning. So the first part of the morning, we had a little panel. Rat and Danny talked a bit about the unfolding vision of Adistana, and then Shida Madina and I, that's Parami, we did a little panel with some questions and answers about Adistana's future, which was good fun. Some good questions. And then we had a devotional practice dedicated to Banti, led by Maitri, which was chanting the mantras from the end of our Sevenfold Puja, with some readings in between, all of which were related to Banti, either by Banti, either his poems, or in some cases some quotes from Nagabodhi's Jai Bim. And that was lovely, actually, hearing that. And what was very pleasing, actually, was that there must have still been about 80 people or so here. So all gone now, and we're back to just being the resident community, plus a few Anagarikas who are staying on, because we have an Anagarika convention starting in a couple of days. But I'm here with Anna Samudra, my companion here in the community, who's part of the resident community and part of the team that's helping to set up and run Adistana. Ah, how are you doing after all that?
It's pretty full on, but it's amazing. It was actually terrific to have the place full of women. And for me, the sort of highlight, I think, was on Saturday night when we were chanting. And it's the first time that I've been there in the shrine, and absolutely chock-a-block, and it was all women's voices. And it was just incredibly moving and beautiful, and I was really, really happy to be in part of that.
Mm. So other than that, any other highlights from the weekend for you personally? Because you've been working incredibly hard through this weekend, but you've also managed to participate in most things.
I've been at most things, and I've also managed to catch up with lots of friends.
Oh, nice.
Which is great. Because while I've been here, since March, and, you know, really, it's been pretty full on. And it's just been terrific, because actually one of the great things about working at Addestown is you stay here long enough, probably the whole order will come, well, perhaps not the Indian bit, but a large chunk of the order will come past you. And it felt like a lot of my friends were here this weekend, and that was great.
I certainly hope some of the Indian bit will be coming.
Absolutely.
Passing through, but as you say, maybe not the great majority. Yeah. Great, and so you managed to go to the talks and everything as well,
didn't
you?
And the talks yesterday was Dhammadina, Sangadevi and Maitreya talking about their personal experience of Bhante. And that was fantastic. I think for me, particularly as a new order member and an order member who hasn't had much to do with Bhante in my own life, in the order, or in the movement even, to hear about what it was like, you know, being so intimate with him, knowing him in all kinds of moods, the Vajric Bhante as well as the fatherly Bhante. And that was just delightful. Mm. And quite extraordinarily, as Sangadevi was talking about him, he walked past. And so everybody turned round to look at him walking past. I don't know whether he noticed.
Yes, I think he did. I think Buddhadasa, who was walking with him, was telling him that we were all in there. Yes, of course, there's glass doors in that lecture theatre, so more or less everybody could swivel round and just see Bhante walking past.
So that was great. I mean, it's in a sense, I mean, we're coming to the end of the first calendar year, but not the first sort of year that we've been open. And it felt like we were bringing the vision of Addestown home to the women, particularly the women's wing of the order. You know, we've had the men, we've had the young people, we started with the chairs and the committee conveners and everything, all those people who hold office in the movement, in the order, if you like. And this time it just felt like we were welcoming the women's wing in, and particularly Ratnadharani and Parami, and you in particular, kind of sharing, weren't you, your vision with the women's wing. And I think people found that very inspiring. I mean, quite a lot of people had been here before, but an awful lot hadn't. And for them, it was like they were really plugging into the vision of Addestown, and I felt that was fantastically successful.
Yeah, I think I felt myself, in terms of that the vision is just unfolding. And that started, Ratnadharani mentioned this morning, but we had three community days a while back now. It feels like ages ago, but it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, maybe a month ago, where all of us who are living in the resident community here, both the men's part of the community, the women's part of the community, spent 3 days together, which was great. And part of that was we did start to unfold, start to kind of hear from each other what we felt we could offer and give to Addestown. And well, for me, that was quite a it was a very bonding experience for the rest of the community.
Yeah, absolutely, for me too. I've noticed a real change actually in how we interact with each other since then, just in kind of subtle ways, like how we sit around after supper. You know, it feels like we know each other better because we actually had the opportunity to spend some time together and talk to each other and tell each other stuff about how we were feeling, and also sharing some stuff about our pasts in some cases as well, which was rather fun.
Yeah. And also I felt, you know, we've just had a college meeting, as you know, down in Simmerdrum. We've, before that, those of us, the trustees who live in here, Ratnadharani, Damarati and myself, trustees of the Preceptors College Trust, we had a visit from Sibuti, our president, and that was very helpful as well. We've just been continuing. So we were able to pick up what we started in the community days. And that community coming together and offering that vision gave us some real things to work with when we had Sibuti here to help us just unpack that vision and clarify that vision. And it feels like we're starting to get a bit of a sense. And I was just thinking this morning when I was meditating, I feel as if we've been here for ages and ages and ages. And realistically, we opened at the beginning of August.
It's not even
the end of the year.
No, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And I mean, I feel like I've lived here my whole life in one bit of it, you know. But I think the other thing I wanted to say about the vision was actually what was really great this morning was that order members were sharing their bit of the vision, what they wanted to help to put into, feed into the vision for Adistana. That sense of ownership, which I think, or you know, it belongs to the whole order, and they felt completely okay about sharing what they had in mind for it and dreamt for it, which I think was great, actually.
Yeah, that was lovely. And some of the questions where people have obviously been thinking for quite a while, well, you know, is there anybody going to think about the development of meditation teaching beyond the beginner stage? You know, can we share best practice and that? So that felt, as you say, that people were really sharing in that vision. And I've been amazed at how many people say this feels like home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
it's very satisfying to hear people say that, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, I think you remember that people were saying that the first time they ever, I mean, the first day we were open.
Yeah.
The dedication weekend, they said it felt like home.
Yeah.
And also, but I also feel, you know, like there's been some fairly substantial practice going on here. Like in the shrine room, and it feels, you know how shrine rooms get that kind of feeling about them.
Mm.
And I feel it's beginning to take that on, really. And you know, and I don't know, it's the thing about the women's wing, you know, that the women's bit now is in there as well. Mm. Which sounds a bit kind of weird, but.
Well, yeah, no, I know what you mean. And I think partly when we think about Adistana as a project, Adistana the place, as much as the vision and what will happen here. It is true that there is a community of men and women, but the men's community is quite a lot bigger.
Sure.
There's four of us at the moment in the women's community, isn't there?
Yeah.
And a certain amount are coming and going.
Yeah.
So I think, it's harder, I think, sometimes for people to get a sense that there's a really strong women's presence here. So, from that point of view, I think also people being able to come and see where we live, and a number of my friends that were here for the weekend were able to come and see, you know, see our rooms and see the dining room here and see, you know, things here. So that felt very good. So the other thing, Dennis and Madre, is like, we'd had to hit the ground running at the beginning of the weekend, didn't we, in terms of organisation?
Oh, we did, yes. That was, well, look, the storm in Scotland, well, not just in Scotland, but mainly in Scotland, really kind of got in the way a bit. Because, lots of people couldn't come that day. But also, people were heroic. I mean, that is the word for it. I mean, one person sat in a car for 13 hours to come from Dundee, which is just amazing. And people really were determined to be here.
Yeah.
But we did find, I mean, both our organisers failed to arrive. So we sat in the reception for quite a long time, didn't we, on Thursday. But... it was amazing. I mean, it's a lot to do when you've got, I think we had 140 people booked in. I'm not quite sure how many actually came in the end. But
probably a little bit less.
Yeah, probably 130. But that's actually over the technical capacity of the place. So, and we had people coming in for the day and all that kind of thing. So it's been a bit of a learning curve trying to sort out how we do it more effectively. And I've had some feedback about how we can do that, which will make it easier to do. But it was great, really.
Yeah, it was interesting. People were saying things to me like, oh, you know, have you thought about doing this and that? And I felt really pleased that people could feel they could do that. That, for example, one very young order member, like a couple of years in the order, felt quite happy to come up and say, you know, do you need more people? Do you need, you know, and kind of just feel that she wasn't treading on anybody's toes to do that. That felt
that's good.
Special to me, important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was really good from that point of view.
Yeah. And it wasn't just the two organisers, there were going to be a team of four, because Gunasiddhi, who was the main organiser, had actually asked... she'd asked Charanalika coming over from Manchester, and Kuladani and Dasni, who were coming down from Scotland. So they were the four organisers, and there were none of them here until Gunasiddhi arrived very late on the Thursday night.
Yeah.
And the other three arrived during the day on Friday.
Yeah.
So basically we had to just muck in. Which, you know, was great. People were very happy to do that. But it does make you think that it's good to have your organising team here.
So we think we're going to have them ahead of time next
year. Yeah, I think that would probably work. Any other things you've learned?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's been, you know, every time, you know, there are little tweaks and so on. But it's all gone really smoothly, and people really mucked in and cleaned the place up beautifully.
Oh, I've never seen the kitchen look quite so
absolutely clean. Absolutely sparkly. So that's great. Mm. So if any of you who were here doing the clean-up, thank you, and anybody who came in. If you hear this and you were on the weekend, thank you for coming and thank you for leaving Adestala looking so sparkly when you left.
Yeah, great, thanks. And next year we've got quite a few events of this scale, haven't we, coming up. We've got, as well as a couple more area order weekends, both men and women. We've in August, we've got the Women's Convention for Europe, European Convention, or European Gathering, and for the men and the European Gathering for the women. The combined one we're still doing over in Wyndham, yeah. So that's going to be quite something.
Yes. Well, I'm hoping to be well briefed for that and have plenty of time to sort of get ready for it. But that'd be a big one. And of course, before that, we've also got the International Sangha Gathering here, which is the movement en masse.
Yeah, which is great, you know. So anyway, this, what I'm recording here, has been going out on the Buddhist Centre online, and it's also, I've been posting it on Facebook. So I've had quite a few people get back to me, either through messages on Facebook or some personal emails, saying how much they've enjoyed hearing snippets from the order weekend. I mean, I know actually I think some people found it a little bit disruptive when I was kind of wandering around in the shrine room with my iPad. But on the other hand, I think people also are very happy to share what's been happening here. And 140 women here is fantastic, but actually there's a lot of other Dharmacharinis around the world who haven't yet had the chance to come here. So I really wanted people to get a little sense of
that's
know,
a lovely
how
idea,
doing
actually.
Here, yeah. So any, given that that's our international audience,
yes.
Anything you'd like to say?
Well, just from the point of view of the community here, people are always welcome to come and visit us. Even if they can't make it to big events, they're also welcome to come as pilgrims, as visitors. Mm. And we have the capacity to welcome them, and we'd love to see them.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for saying that. That's a really good point. Actually, in the last couple of weeks, we've had Kema Yogini from Australia, from Sydney, staying with us. She managed to get to see Bante for a wee while, which was nice. And also a young woman called Carmen from Mexico.
And Savannah
to
from
stay.
New York.
We had Savannah from New York.
And in fact, they all saw Bante.
They all managed to see Bante, which was great. So it's been lovely to be able to host them, hasn't it? And we really do want people to feel that they can come and do this. Like Ratna Dharani said something in her little presentation, didn't she? Like, when people from overseas come to the UK for whatever reason, a retreat or family visits or whatever, we hope they'll pass through here and, come and see the place. Because it is an international home, so...
And it's not too difficult to get to from London. There's a direct train.
Yeah, it's true. We're beginning to sound like
an advert.
Now.
No, but just so people don't feel that it would be difficult to come. That's all I mean, really.
And even the Scots that came down were saying it was actually fairly easy to get to, or would have been if it hadn't been for the storm.
Nature hadn't intervened.
Exactly. Acts of nature.
Sure, yeah.
But, Birmingham's only an hour away and it's got an airport, international airport, and a station which is well connected to really the whole of the UK. Yep. So, great.
Come and see us.
Well, I think we did well.
We did.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.